Yeah, hi, Melissa. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm really well. I put this notice out because I got some news that you and I have been talking about, and I wanted to share it on the show because you and I do the show together, and you put so much good content on the Go Run for Fun Fitness on Instagram. And so I know that you're having a good time. I know you and your daughter are working out and running together some and doing your own thing some, and that's a good thing. But let me ask you this. How cool would it be to be able to run and have a portal where we could run with everybody and everybody could, like, people could get recognized for their achievements and get some help, right, and have professional folks on there that can – help us. What do you think about that?
That would be fabulous.
Fabulous.
I would like to see, I mean, you know, if it can be across the world. I mean, it would be kind of cool to know that, you know, somebody in a different country who wants to join and be a part of it at the same time. That just sounds so neat.
Doesn't it? I mean, it just sounds amazing and wonderful. So I got on the phone. I was talking a little bit about, we've been talking about it for a few weeks, actually. And I was like, I got to put a forum together, right? And Melissa, all those who are listening now or listen later, Melissa's like, yeah, I don't even know how to do that. I go, you run well and you post and you inspire people with what you do. And you've got your daughter who's 16 years old running with you and working out with you. Really, what else do you need to do? Most women are people would sell their right kidney to get their kids to do something with them, okay? So you're doing it already. But,
I'm impressed with that.
I am impressed with you both, okay, just so you know. And just a little side note here, her daughter has a beautiful voice. I'm not sure she gets it from mom or dad or both. So we'll see about that in the future. Hint, hint, Melissa. Her daughter is singing, and she was actually on a show the other morning, on Saturday, and she's showing her talent. Her mom is up in the door for her with certain things, and she's up in the door with her with certain things, working together, those two are, and their dad, and because it takes takes a village to get this done, and so she was singing at a coffee shop in front of God and everybody. I was like, how did she do that?
Yeah.
But she did it well.
We planned to just go and check it out. So she didn't even bring her guitar. But, you know, the lady comes over and says, well, hey, you going to do something this evening? And I was like, oh, you know, she doesn't have a guitar. I told her, I'm like, you may not have her a guitar, but I'm sure they'll let you borrow theirs. And the lady's like, absolutely. Come on over. Sign up. Yeah. It was good.
No. I love that. See, I was impressed too. That's a sweet story. So she gets that drive and commitment from you, and you're out there running with no music, and I know you run with friends. I know you've inspired others, and so I'm glad that you're here, and you and I are going to do this, kick this off, I think, together. So here's what I got. I called a friend of mine yesterday. He's actually designing a whole online workout facility, okay? And he says, Tari, this is what you need. I said, hey, I can do that. He goes, oh, portal. I said, let me tell you why I like that. It's not necessarily that I enjoyed working out at Orange Theory, and that's where I really learned to run was Orange Theory. I said, but I liked it that when we were all running, when we were all doing working out, biking or running or whatever, lifting weights, everybody was on the same team, and there was a sense of camaraderie there, right? And you're now running in the Sahara Desert, for instance, or in California Desert, wherever. I mean, a desert can be in the Alaska if you're out there by yourself. Sometimes I've enjoyed running by myself, but I also like sharing what I've learned and what I can learn from others, and, you know, as a team. And so, so I'm getting ready. He gave me a person to talk to. And she knows everybody in God, and so I'm going to give her a call today. It's going to take me, I'm sure, a day or two to get with her, but she is a good friend of his, and I love Ernie. We have to have him on our show because he's doing something with gyms and everything and run and doing virtual gyms or something like that. And I want to get with him, but he's actually been on Oprah for some things that he's done, you know, and knows some professional athletes. I was like, and knows some professional athletes as well. And really is, he's like an amazing soul. So we're going to have him on as a guest, but he actually gave me somebody's name to say, okay, you want to put something together like that. She knows everybody and can get you started. I was like, well, I think you can too. So why don't we plan to have them both on, and I'm going to give a phone call to her today and see if I can reach her and talk to her. But my goal would be to have it where we could go around the world, like you said. People could be in one place, whether they're in Europe or in America or in India or whatever. Maybe some people from Saudi Arabia. Can you imagine? The women are able to drive now, thanks to some the president saying, "Hey, you guys can drive now." So I'm teasing a little bit, but not really. I mean, because running helps everybody, right? I mean, exercise helps everyone. So, yeah.
So it would be virtually, like they could sign on or something, or see, like, how would it work?
Yeah. Everybody has, isn't that cool? Like a virtual, where it could work. I mean, you can see people and, like, inspire, and then we can have them on our show and interview them. Like, you know, I'm going to get little Ernie to do it, Ernie to do it. Because he's a real big exercise person. And, he's like, I don't know, he's under 100, but he looks like he's Asian. So he looks like 30. Okay. Just so you know, cause Asians, my sister, half sister is Japanese. So she looks about 22. I don't know how they do that, but it's the DNA, you know, they've got a different type of skin, for instance, or whatever, you know, cause they're not fair or, you know, and that kind of thing. So I think their skin tolerates the environment a little bit better. But Ernie looks amazing. He's also had his own share of health challenges, ups and downs, and he's great now, great shape, great tennis player, loves to run, work out, putting this virtual gym together. So we can get him on and see if he can be a guest, I think, next Tuesday. Is that not cool or what? I'm super excited about that.
That is cool.
We can ask him lots of questions. Yeah, but can you imagine being able to connect with everybody as a huge, big run club around the world? And that's what my dream is. The bigger the dream. Because right now, if we're working for somebody else, right, we're working for their dream, and that's okay. But I really know that running saved my life. And I did it with Orange Theory. And I know you did it with, because you were overweight and you want to feel good again. And your daughter says, my mom is the most committed person I know. Right? It does take a commitment, doesn't it? You know,
it does.
To do this.
It does.
Yeah.
For sure.
Anyway, what's been your biggest accomplishment this week? I know. I'm excited about that. It just popped in my head to call him, you know. But what's been the biggest accomplishment that you've had this or last week? Because we're starting a new week. Last week, what did you do? What were you excited about? When I called your daughter one night, she goes, "You guys are at the gym, so you guys are running," and she was actually doing something on her own. So share with us.
Did I tell you about the whole what is it called? My mind always goes blank. It's not the treadmill. It's the other one that I was on.
Well,
anyway.
The Stairmaster?
No, not Stair. The other one. Elliptical. Thank you very much. Stepped on that, it was 5 minutes from HE double hockey sticks. I could barely. I was like, I'm not going on that machine again. It was bad. I told my daughter, really, I'm not going to go back on there. But, well, she likes the machine. So if she likes the machine, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this again. So I did it again, but this time I went for like 15 minutes. And
good for you.
The effort level was like a 10 as opposed to hers that was a 3. So there's a little competition going on now. So I was pretty impressed with myself that I did 15 minutes. That was big for me.
That's a hard machine. Okay, you know what I mean? So you feel like you're dying, right? So that's cool.
What I'm finding is that since we're going 3 times a week, like, my arms aren't going to fall off anymore. Like, one day I couldn't even, like, bring my coffee cup to my lips. They were hurting so bad. And I was a little nervous going back the following day. But really, I'm like, you know, I think I'm going to increase my reps. Like, I don't have that really bad pain anymore.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
So it's a learning experience. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's good. So were you doing like reps on the biceps or what were you doing? So because I want to know that.
I'm working my arms right now. My legs are pretty well strong. Between the biking, the running, the walking, and all that. So I'm centering on my arms, and then after I have the doctor check out my stomach, my core stuff, because of that issue I was having, I would really like to work on the core. I mean, who doesn't want to work on their belly? I think that'll be great.
Yeah. Well, I know that's been, I know that's been a challenge for you. I think it is for everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I want to get my abs more ripped, and I want to be lean. And I don't know if you know this or not, but if the weight that you carry in your stomach, I'm not saying in all instances, but a lot of instances, it can contribute to heart disease. Okay, do you understand? So,
you're absolutely right.
Anyway.
That scares me.
Yeah, did heart disease run in your family?
Yes, and his side too. So
okay.
You know, the kid's got to be really careful.
Okay.
Which is,
good,
you know,
well,
kind of stinky. I mean, my dad has diabetes too. But, you know, to bring a horse to water, you can't make him drink. My dad, he's not overweight. I mean, well, let's face it. I'm probably considered obese based on the BMI, which I don't believe in wholeheartedly. But so my dad's a little bit overweight. And I kept telling him over the years, I'm like, just lose the weight and you'll drop the insulin and then you'll be off of it. And sure enough, he dropped some weight, and he's going down on the insulin. I'm like, why didn't you listen to me yesterday?
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. Type 1 or type 2? I think he's type 2, right? Yeah, type 2.
Type 2.
So,
yeah.
Type 2. Oh, good, good, good. Good for him. So I think that's wonderful.
I mean, the weight stuff and getting the weight off will help immensely with all different types of diseases.
Yeah.
So I think what we have here could be a really good thing for so many people, and not just in America.
Yeah. Yeah, because obesity, heart disease, wanting to be healthy and fit, everybody wants that, right? They say they do.
And it's spreading.
You know, give them Yeah. And
it's spreading out of the U.S., which, you know, yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
So that's good.
It's a good thing. Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
It's okay. You're fine. You're bringing some good points up. So it's worldwide. So that's been a dream, like where I could I know that running has changed my life, or exercise, let's say, whatever it is, right? I'm saying running, maybe it'll be something different. But we both have a desire to help people, and this is one way that we can do it. You know what I mean? So it'll take some work, but I think we can get it done. And see people getting healthy and happy and fit. I know my mom died of a massive heart attack, and I said that when I go out of here, I don't want to die like that. I want to die happy, right? So, you know, in my sleep, right? After running a long day, it's time to check out, maybe. Something like that. I'm teasing a little bit, but not really, you know. But I think food is key, because after I get off the plane with you and we go run and work out, and I know that this morning I had what did I eat this morning? I had some protein, and then I went back and had a bowl of cereal with some protein mix on it, because I know when I have a lot more protein, then my body lasts longer when it's running, you know. And you know,
that
I love
makes
caffeine.
Sense.
Who doesn't? Yeah. I had raw guarana. I love raw guarana. I got it from Herbalife, and because I love Herbalife products, I have it's been a staple in my life for a while. And but I love those products, and I know that you do Weight Watchers, and they have situations where you know, you can eat and drink, but when you eat right and you feel right, then you can do anything, I feel. That's what I got. But it's hard to be excited about anything if you've eaten like crap, okay? And that's okay. I'm going to have one day to cheat. That's my goal. So there's you know, and what does cheating look like to me? I like a glass of wine. I know you like wine, and I like a glass of wine and pasta.
Oh, no, that's just a standard. That's a kind of cheat.
I love you, Melissa. You are direct and honest. Anyway, yeah, I love that. So, but I know, how do you stay on your diet? Like, because I know you run. I know you got four children. And what's the secret for you? You know, just so you know.
What's my cheat?
I want to know.
Well, okay, let's take a look at the weekend, because, you know, I weigh in on Saturday. So Saturdays and Sundays are kind of like my okay days to not let it all hang out. But, like, if I want two glasses of wine and a dessert or a different type of meat that would have more points than usual – I would do that on a Saturday or Sunday. And then the rest of the week, it's hardcore going to the gym, and then you have to be focused with your eating.
Right.
And, you know, okay. I was brought up that way too. I mean, even my mom, not the exercise part, but my mom always said Sundays were dessert days. And, you know, not every day should be a dessert day. It's a bad habit to get into.
Right, it is. And you know
so,
what? I know.
And then you work
forward
towards
to something,
it,
it's
know?
Better.
Yeah.
You work
yeah.
for it. So you're like doing, you have to weigh in and all that. I hate weighing in. And so one of my running coaches told me, said, you don't worry about weighing in. So I don't, but I do know how I have to eat to keep my weight in line. And I'm like, all right, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm looking at different people on Instagram. And there's this one couple. Actually, they're in Herbalife, okay, and she goes, it's a new month, new beginnings, new mindset, new focus, new intentions, new results, and new goals. This woman makes, I'm going to say this, people aren't going to, they're not going to believe me, she makes like $70,000 a month, okay, and she's a top, or more, I don't even know, she's a top Herbalife distributor in the company, and they've only been doing it for 6 years. So I was like looking at it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have one day to cheat, right? I'm going to use the products like crazy, and which I'm doing. And I'm also going to, and I'm like, if this woman's making this amount of money and she's having new goals, I was like, so it's not all about money. So I said, okay, what are my goals? So, you know, I want to double or triple my income. And that's what I'm working on. Because I, you know, if you're Herbalife, I know you do Weight Watchers, so you do what you do, but I like that, and mind, body, spirit. And so what I'm doing is I'm using the products, right? So I said, okay, if I want to double my income, that's just an extra zero. Okay, right? So I can do that, right? You know, I want to triple it. It's just an extra zero. And I got that. You're not going to believe this, but I got that on Outlook Online. I mean, I found this one from our blog, but I look at all these people that are successful, right? So, and, you know, this guy, he's talking about his story. I don't even remember his name or his company. But he goes, let me tell you. He goes, I started my business doing flyers. I was like, wow. He goes, I didn't even have a home. He goes, I had a bike. I was homeless. I was like, okay. And he says, and then I got enough to not buy a ratty car. And he says, so when people would call me from the flyers, he goes, I used to answer the phone and get to meet with them. And he said, when I got him in my front seat of my car, he said, this is my kitchen table. The back seat is my living room. We're going to sit at the kitchen table. Okay.
And he said, welcome to my office.
Right. And so he said, I'm making all this money. He said, and then I realized I had to exercise. You'll appreciate this because he was riding his bike, right? So he said, I rode my bike places doing flyers, and then I drove my ratty car doing flyers, and now I live in this beautiful home. And he goes, I have nothing against flyers, but I have somebody else that, you know, helps me with my business, and he's got this beautiful, I don't even know what kind of business it is, but Well, I was determined, and I know, and I saw that bracelet on our page, right? That you put on there, determined, right? And I was like, wow, determination. So if he can do it, this young couple can do it. That, you know, been in it for 6 years and number one, and you know, other Marianne Williamson's doing it. You know, she's an amazing spiritual teacher. Then we all can do it, mm-hmm. right? So all it does is taking determination, okay, and consistency and discipline. And people say, oh, motivation. Well, sometimes you're not motivated, right? But you're always, if you have the discipline, you can do anything. What do you think, right? So, because I'm increasing my knowledge today, so because I've been doing really well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, and I think sometimes you have to find your niche, too, that's going to propel you with determination.
Right. I agree.
An idea.
So what do you mean?
Or, you know,
an idea.
Well, like,
I agree with you. So,
in like particular our stuff, you know, it's like, okay, so we both thought of this run club while we were running that day. Do you remember that?
Right.
And you were like,
I do.
I was thinking of run club. I'm like, oh, I was thinking the same thing while I was running. I'm like, how is it that we can get the same, get people doing the same thing or a similar thing, maybe not at the same time, but, you know, and inspire people by doing what we like. It was just so cool to hear that, think that at the same time.
Yeah, so we can do it because there's nothing like it. And so, you know, sometimes people can't run we all can't run at the same time. Because it's 3 a.m. in certain places in the world, right?
That is true.
But sometimes sometimes we can. But all of us can get together and like have and meet in a online portal somewhere, and see each other and see people getting in shape or being more in shape or giving tips and ideas and interviewing them on the show. So others that aren't there. And just going to the show can get some ideas. But I got to tell you, I'm more conscious when I'm like this, working with people, working with you and others, especially you on the show, because I know that you're out there. It's like, she's probably going to be doing like running 20 miles or something like that. So that inspires me. You know what I mean? So, and I'm going to run today really hard, and I'm going to work out I'm working out my upper body because I want it to be strong and me to be strong and have energy. Energy is everything, isn't it? If you have energy, you can do anything, I think. You know,
well, there's been times that both my daughter and I have gone to the gym tired. And I was like, part of me wanted to just sit there and probably embrace a glass of wine because I was tired. But I'm like, nope, we committed.
Yeah.
We're doing it. We're going. Get changed.
Aww.
And then after it, you have more energy and you feel good. So,
well, we got some great surprises for ourselves and for others, and hopefully we can get this kicked off and just stay determined, consistent, and have discipline. You've been wonderful to work with on this. You really have. And so we'll see what happens.
Thanks.
And,
ditto.
Yeah, thank you. So maybe we can all make a difference helping others and doing the deal and figuring it all out and having fun. You know, Melissa, I don't know how you feel about this, but I wanted to ask you. I feel if things flow easy, okay? Do you understand? Like that idea flew to both of us at the same time, right? And okay, we got both of that idea both together. And so if that's the case, if that's how it is, right? Then why, you know, then would you agree that if things flow easy for you, you know, would you agree that it's meant to be most of the time? If it's too hard, whether it's a sports are hard, so I'm not going to use that. They can be challenging. But if something doesn't flow to you easy and you're trying to make it happen and it's too hard, do you think it's meant to be? Or, you know, I think it can be challenging, but you still have to have that gut dream. What do you feel?
I want to say, I mean, something can always be extremely hard and you feel like you're working at it and it doesn't amount to anything.
Right.
But it takes that 1 second. I mean, that's determination, though.
Yeah. Okay.
So then
takes
you'd
that
have
one
to
second
think,
to get it done.
Well, I guess then you have to think about whether it's in your heart to do it. If you're struggling, if
okay.
You're, okay. So say my goal is to, I don't know, bench press 250 pounds or what do they call that?
On the legs or the arms? Or
the arms.
Leg. Okay.
I can't think of it.
So bench press.
Like,
okay.
Or lifting 250 pounds, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I thought about it. I was determined. I'm fighting it. Well, not determined. Let's see if I use different words. I want to do 250 pounds. I've been struggling at it,
okay.
struggling at it. But when I think about it in my heart, if it's not there, then you retreat and you find something else. Does that make sense?
Right. Okay.
If it's not in your heart.
Right. That's a good point.
I don't know how to explain it. It's like if it's not in your
heart.
If you
feel it in your heart, then no matter how hard it is, you do it, right?
You do it, and
you'll
be successful. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm going to agree with you on that, too. That's good. I like it. Yeah.
You kind of understand what I'm trying to say? I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
It's like in my head, but it's hard to express.
Right. No, but if it's in your heart, you go, okay.
Sometimes you have to retreat. You have to say, you know what, this isn't going to work. Let's relook at what your goal is.
Right, right.
Maybe.
So I agree with you on that. I totally, totally agree with you on that. So therefore, when you have it in your heart, okay, like you've got in your heart, then no matter how hard it is, you know it's right for you. It's like running the half marathon. You didn't stand at the end of your driveway that first day and run with your baby carriage and say, okay, I'm going to run a half marathon. But then it became a reality for you because the run was tough. Everything was tough, but you got it done, right? Is that kind of what
right.
you're saying to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you on that too as well. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, too. You know, so when your focus is that you got to get it done and you want to get it done and you're going to get it done, then it on some level it's easy. Right?
It will be done.
When your focus is
yeah.
When you're sitting there saying, I don't want to do this, I don't have passion for it, then get the hell heck out, right? H E double toothpick.
Hockey stick.
There you go.
Your mom says she wants you to become a banker because the whole family's
right.
always been in banking. And you're like, ugh, all right, fine. So the passion's not there, but you're like, okay, I'll give it a try. And as you're struggling and you're miserable and retreat and go find the, I don't know, pick a job, retail, something. Then you find something that you like and you flourish. Why force
true.
Yourself to do something you don't want to do? So you tried, but if your heart's not in banking, but it's in retail, does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah, no, you got it. You're right on about that. So find where your passion is, where your heart is. That's very true. Thank you. That's a good point. Anyway, go visit our Instagram account, Go Run for Fun Fitness. Send us a comment about what you'd like to hear here. Like our show. Send us a comment there, and thank you. And go run for fun fitness on Instagram, and you're going to close the show with your motto. What is it?
Just get out there.
Go
and
run.
Go run.
Also, she's so funny. All right,
we always finish
you,
with a giggle.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Always laughing, always happy. Take care. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.